This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Wildfires continue to rage across parts of the western United States on Sunday, with massive clouds of smoke enveloping the region and endangering the health of millions of residents. In all, throughout the western United States, there were 24 fires in California, 15 in the state of Washington, 14 in the state of Oregon, and 12 in the state of Idaho. The blazes have killed at least 10 people in Oregon, with emergency workers expecting the death toll to increase. The fires have ravaged more than 400,000 hectares of land. In California, at least 22 people have died and 1.3 million hectares have burned. In the state of Washington, 269,000 hectares of land have been destroyed. Officials throughout the region have urged residents to stay indoors unless necessary. Visibility was less than half a kilometer in some places, according to the National Weather Service. Seven other states, Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, all were seeing wildfires of their own. Russians went to the polls on Sunday in local elections being scrutinized for signs of discontent with the ruling United Russia Party following the suspected poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny had urged Russians to vote tactically against the ruling party in a bid to undermine its tight grip on power. That was before he fell gravely ill in what Germany and his allies say was an attempt last month to kill him. United Russia, which backs President Vladimir Putin, dominates politics across 11 time zones, but the elections come at a time of public frustration over years of falling wages and the government's handling of the pandemic. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app